This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, Congress's latest bill to keep the government open contains some important items for feds. The House Modernization Committee lives to see another session. And one congressional member wants to know if President Trump is going to leave behind any sort of paper trail. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. The multi-trillion dollar omnibus spending package will have a big impact on federal employees and next year's paycheck. More from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
The bill endorses a 1% federal pay raise for civilian employees in 2021. It also gives federal employees and military members who are subject to the president's payroll tax deferral more time to repay their debts next year. It gives employees up to 12 months to pay back the Social Security taxes that have been deferred from their paychecks this fall. Employees originally had just 4 months to repay deferred taxes. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi announces the Select Committee on the Modernization of Congress will be extended into Congress's next session. The bipartisan committee is charged with creating recommendations to make congressional operations run smoother. So far, the committee has passed 97 of those recommendations. They include streamlining and reorganizing House human resources, overhauling the onboarding process and providing continuing education for members, as well as modernizing and revitalizing House technology. The Trump administration finds no love in its last attempt to get more funding for IT modernization overall. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has those details.
For the third year in a row, Congress isn't buying the White House's request, nor Democrat lawmakers' pleas for more money to help agencies move away from legacy systems more quickly. The fiscal 2021 omnibus spending bill that the House unveiled yesterday includes $25 million for the Technology Modernization Fund, $100 million below the request. OMB received the same amount of funding in 2018 and 2019, again, both well below the request. Lawmakers also cut the IT Oversight and Reform, or ITOR, fund managed by OMB. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
House Oversight and Reform Committee Chairwoman Carolyn Maloney wants to make sure President Trump does not dispose of any vital presidential records on his way out the door. Maloney sent a letter to David Ferriero, the head of the National Archives and Records Administration, to find out if the president is indeed cleaning house. She also wants to find out what steps NARA could take if he does. Good government groups are calling on agencies to remind federal employees of their whistleblower rights during the presidential transition. They say it's important agencies remind employees of their rights to report waste, fraud, and abuse. Those rights are protected under law and supersede any agency non-disclosure policies. Public Citizen and the Government Accountability Project are among those leading the effort. The groups say they're especially concerned that the president's recent Schedule F executive order may pressure federal employees against exercising their whistleblower rights. The Office of Personnel Management at last has a new presidential transition guide. It describes how agencies should handle the departures and appointments of political appointees, career employees, and members of the senior executive service during this time. Acting OPM Director Michael Regas says the public is depending on agencies to be transparent with their transition activities, and OPM stands ready to help. OPM is releasing its transition guide much later than usual, though. The agency released past guides before the presidential election. The Defense Department takes another step towards creating a guide for contractors to protect classified information. DoD published a final rule in the Federal Register titled National Industrial Security Program Operating Manual. It establishes requirements for protecting classified information disclosed to or developed by contractors, licensees, grantees, or certificate holders. The rule takes effect February 24th of next year and gives contractors 6 months to comply. New details show just how pervasive the use of other transaction authority agreements have become across the Defense Department. DoD increased the use of OTAs by 75% in fiscal 2019 alone and 712% since 2015. The Center for Strategic and International Studies found in new research that DoD spent $7.2 billion on these non-FAR-based acquisitions in 2019. The Army is the biggest user of OTAs, and consortias account for the largest winners of these agreements. It is to happen eventually. Another landmark retailer in the heart of Washington, D.C. closes its doors forever. Federal News Network's Tom Temin has the story.
Joining Woodward and Lothrop, the Hecht Company, Raleigh's, and the Polar Bear, the government publishing office's bookstore at 710 North Capitol Street will close forever January 4th. The store, from which the Capitol Dome is visible, first moved there from H Street Northwest in 1940. But GPO says it's been losing money, and closing it will save $500,000 a year. GPO will continue to sell paper and ink books online. I'm Tom Temin.
Once again, the president is calling for federal buildings to look the same as they did in Washington and Jefferson's time. President Donald Trump issued an executive order Monday titled Promoting Beautiful Federal Civic Architecture. It makes classical architecture the default building style for federal buildings in D.C. and discourages brutalism, modernism, and deconstructivist designs. It defines classical architecture as inspired by ancient Greco-Roman design elements, including neoclassical, Georgian, Federal, Greek Revival, Beaux Arts, and Art Deco. It's similar to Trump's Make Federal Buildings Beautiful Again draft executive order back in February, but this one also establishes the president's council on improving federal civic architecture. 113 Veterans Affairs facilities will receive a limited supply of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine this week. The Veterans Affairs Department says a total of 128 sites are equipped to handle both kinds of the vaccine. Just 37 VA facilities were equipped to accept the Pfizer one. VA says it will continue to vaccinate frontline healthcare professionals and veterans at its community living centers and spinal cord injury centers first. The goal is to inoculate all employees and veterans who want the vaccine. And the National Institutes of Health awards over $107 million for non-traditional or new approaches to COVID testing and surveillance using existing tools. The Rapid Acceleration of Diagnostics Initiative, or RADx, program launched in April to speed up innovation around COVID testing. The program emphasizes factors like biological virus markers, detection technology, new analytics platforms, and integrated artificial intelligence. Right now, RADx has 49 research projects and grant supplements nationwide, including what NIH calls a Shark Tank-type COVID-19 testing challenge to develop technology for commercialization. You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast. Subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts. And stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our Coronavirus Resource page. I'm Eric White.